The Astros inching closer to the AL West title as they take on the Mariners. Dallas Keuchel on the hill for Houston. The Astros seem pretty loose before this one as the magic number stands at 2 coming into the contest. No score in the second. 2 on, 2 outs. Derek Fisher facing Erasmo Ramirez.
So here's the pitch of the way. Swinging a line drive laced on the left field line. It's going to be a fair ball right on the line. Beltran rounding third, heading home. He'll score. Off of the ball is Gant. Motter, the throw in by Motter, cut off by Segura, stopping at third. Bregman, Derek Fisher with a double down the left field line and a run batted in, and the Astros have a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of inning number 2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive, base hit, center field. Here comes Bregman to score from third. Fisher rounding third, heading home. The throw to the plate by Heredia, not in time. Knocking it down is Carlos Ruiz. Springer with a base hit, 2 runs batted in. And now the Astros lead it 3-0. Rossmo from the stretch delivers, swing and a fly ball into left center field. Well hit on the run. Gamble can't get to it. It's on the track and off the wall. Rounding third is Springer heading home. He'll score. The throw in by Gamble, cut off by the shortstop Segura. Reddick in at second base with an RBI double. And the Astros now lead it 4-0. 4 runs in for Houston here in the bottom of the second.
Here's pitch to Cano, waved on. Breaking ball, running away, swing and a miss. It's 1-2 to Cruz. Pitch swung on and miss. He took almost a 360 swing on that one. Here's the next pitch, swung on and miss. And Kyle just looking like, what was that? An off-speed pitch that was within reach, and they just couldn't get to it.
Again, the set by Musgrove, and the 2-1 pitch to Ruiz on the way. Swinging a broken bat looper out to the shortstop, charging and making the catch. Coming in is Carlos Correa, and that will retire the side. The barrel of the bat shattered in pieces, but the inning is over. However, the Mariners get 4 to get back in this game. 4 runs here in the top of the 8th.
The Astros win their 3rd in a row, defeating the Mariners 8-6. For the moment, the Astros' magic number to clinch the AL West shrinks to 1, pending the outcome of the Angels' result later in the day. Dallas Keuchel is 13th win, allowing 1 run in 6 innings. Carlos Beltran, 3 hits and 2 RBIs. Jose Altuve, 2 hits and scores twice. The Mariners come up short against the Astros. Manager Scott Servais spoke after the game.
Yeah, you know, he's had that happen a couple times. We're kind of fall off the rails a little bit. And, you know, he just command and stuff really wasn't sharp in the second inning. I thought he hung in there. It obviously wasn't his best outing he's had with us. And, you know, walked a few guys more than normal, got some balls up in the zone, and just wasn't able to work his way through their lineup. I thought his ball had good movement today. Just, you know, not the exact kind of location that we've seen out of him in the past.
Tough with 2 outs, too. I mean, he had 2 yeah. outs. You're just yeah. hoping to find one
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, it was. He we were, you know, pitch away from getting out of that, you know, that mess. They put good at bats on him. You know, they used the whole field. They didn't try to pull him. You know, they stayed with some balls, and you know, it you know, just was tough inning for us to get through.
The 1-2-3 double play obviously killed you on that one.
Yeah, you know, Keuchel was really good. Obviously, the sinker, a lot of ground balls today. I thought we. You know, our guys worked some good at-bats that inning. We had the bases loaded. You know, the 1-2-3 double play, he's a very good fielder, and he handled it flawlessly. But, yeah, you have some chances. You're only going to get limited chances against him. You know, we had one there and didn't cash in. But our guys, had, you know, really hung in there today. I thought we, you know, competed there right through the end, really fought, you know, got something going in the eighth. We just, our hole was a little bit too big. We couldn't quite get out of it.
So Simmons in there again, and he seems to be somebody very reliable for you to go.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good outing for Simmons today. He threw the ball good curveball. He's got good life. He's got good stuff. You know, throwing strikes, it was really good today. Nice to see, you know, good inning out of him, and, you know, keep working him in and probably working him towards some more meaningful innings here towards the back end of the games as we get going here down the stretch.
Miranda bringing him in.
Yeah, you know, he's had 5-6 days off. He felt really good. He wanted to get back out there. I know Mel worked with him, talked with him today, and he said Mel's like, he's got the life back in his arm. So, those, you know, threw the ball well. Made a good play in the outfield for him there. There was a couple balls that were squared up okay, but, you know, it's good to get him out there one inning, and we'll use him. You know, keep him fresh, keep him going. If we do need to start him, we can, or we can bring him out of the bullpen.
The kid Hanneman gets in there, gets his first hit.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but that's, you know, he's a speed guy, and it's anytime you see a young player get their first knock, it's great. It's an accomplishment to get to the big leagues, and getting that first hit out of the way always helps.
Is Miranda slotted for a start down the stretch here, or is it just kind of wherever y'all need him?
Wherever y'all need him right now. Okay. Yeah. So with Felix and Paxton coming back in the rotation, we've got some guys to take up those spots.
The Mariners try and avoid the sweep on Sunday. Andrew Moore on the hill.